don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Sometimes in live, we are hit with a curveball, and things are not as fun as we would expect them to be. Yep. And breaking some bad news to someone is definitely not enjoyable.
No, it's not. And I think it takes a stronger person to say, hey, I've got some bad news to break, and I don't want to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I need help.
And that's exactly what we're going to hopefully do for Diana. Good morning, Diana. How are you, love?
Good morning. I'm okay. I feel
right.
Bad.
Yeah. All right, girl. Well, tell us what's going on.
So my boyfriend, Bud, we've been dating for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And the relationship has been really quite awesome, you know, to be honest. Mm-hmm. There's not been any craziness, like, you know, some relationships kind of start off crazy. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Until I recently discovered that he has a really strange habit. He texts in on his exes on social media. And I just happened to, you know, glance down and see it when the phone goes off. And then when I asked him about it, he did say to me that, you know, it's his exes and it's even like women he's had flings with. And he played it off like it's not a big deal. But you know what? I am kind of the jealous type. And I just feel like, why do you care about your exes and just these random women that you've slept with? Why do you care what they're doing now? Like, to me, that's weird.
Right.
And I think it's a huge red flag. And it's making me super uncomfortable. And I would like him to stop. But I just, if he can't, then I got to break up with them.
You have brought this up to him before.
I have, yes.
You have. And he still continues to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, he just says it's no big deal. Oh, nothing to worry about, babe. Nothing to worry about.
Hey,
like,
babe.
That's weird, right? Like, that's odd. And if you're going to do that, like, I know people do that, but, like, hide that shit. Like, that's something you don't talk about.
Yeah. I know that's right, girl.
Oh, my God. I just heard what she said. You got to hide that. You know
okay.
what?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, we're going to help you to break the bad news. I mean, literally, the bad news is you telling him what? Like, if you do not quit doing this, I'm going to break up with you?
I mean, I'm pretty much to my wit's end about it. He would have to just completely stop. Like, I mean, I would almost want him to just get off social media altogether, because now I don't know if I have trusted him.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Breaking bad news right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We've got our girl Diana. She is in need of some help because she needs to break the bad news to her boy, but that she ain't into him checking out his exes on social media.
That's right, girl. I guess they've been dating for like 6 months, and she started to notice he has been getting all of his exes like social media updates, like photos and stuff like that. Even women that he's just had flings with.
Right. And he's like, babe, it's fine.
It's not
you don't have
a
to
big
worry.
Deal. Yeah.
Well, he's going to worry because you're going to literally break up with him if he don't knock it off. So, Diana, we're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us on your phone. But when you call your boy, Bud, he will not. And then we'll eventually chime in. Okay.
Okay.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How's your morning so far?
It's all right. Hey, I need to talk to you. You know how, like, we talked about the your exes on Facebook and social media and stuff?
Sure, yeah.
So, you know what? I'm just not good with this. I don't want you doing that. And I'm just to the point where I don't even know if I could trust you, even if you told me that you weren't doing it anymore. And I feel like this relationship can't continue because I'm so uncomfortable with it. And I don't, and you know, the fact that when I brought it up to you before and you're like, oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal to me. And I'm a jealous person, and I don't like that. And I don't want to continue this relationship if that's how it's going to be.
Okay, well, I mean, like we talked about, there's nothing for you to worry about. I mean, it's an easy habit for me to break.
Diana, we're going to break in.
Yeah,
hi, good morning. Is this Bud?
Yeah, this is Bud.
Hey, Bud.
Hey.
We are the owners of Facebook. It's not that dude that you think it
right.
is. We know all about social media.
That's right.
Heck, we own Instagram, Snapchat.
Yep.
Hell, MySpace is even still ours.
That's right.
My name is Krista. This is Tracy. And we're here to bust you out because we have read all the messages that you have given to your exes.
Yeah.
And we're not that cool with it.
No.
And definitely your girl is not cool with it. Mm-mm. But no, we're actually from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And your girl needed to break that news to you that she's not having this anymore, but you seem to be like, it's fine, honey.
Yeah.
It ain't fine.
It's not.
Why do you do it? Why do you do it?
Yeah.
That's the question. Why?
First off, this is the weirdest phone call I've ever gotten. And
we've heard this before.
I guess I'll explain. I put to two strangers, but yeah, I just go on. I have it's a bad habit of just checking and liking their statuses and checking in with them. It's not, but there's nothing sketchy, weird. I mean, it's a bad. I'm sorry that it makes anybody feel uncomfortable, including the person I'm dating, obviously. But it's never crossed the line. It's never gotten weird. I mean, to me.
So you don't have conversations with these ladies. You just say, oh, I like you in your bikini today.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll reach out on like checking in or saying hi, but it's never like, it's not flirty.
But
it's
see,
not,
can I say something?
Yes, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I really feel like he's not been able to let those women fully go if he still feels the
right
need to check up on them.
Right.
And that's an issue.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss them, Bud?
All of them?
Well, now I do, but
now you do.
What?
Oh no, that's not good to say.
No, Bud, that was a bad answer.
Yeah, that was just a joke,
oh my gosh, but,
bad answer, Bud.
Wow. So, Bud,
sorry, I like to keep it light.
He likes to keep it light. So you're not going to stop doing this. I mean, actually, Diana's asking out of respect to her and your relationship that you stop looking at your exes.
Yeah, it's bothering her.
Look at a magazine,
right?
No, I have no problem doing that. Like I said, it's not.
Okay.
It's a bad habit, and if it's making anybody feel uncomfortable that I care about, I can stop for sure.
Oh, good.
At least he knows.
Yeah,
that's the first step. Is acknowledging it.
Just acknowledge. That is awesome, Bud.
Bud, I have an ultimatum. If that's the case, if you're willing to stop that for me, would you be willing to always have your phone out and unlocked?
Oh,
just
girl.
For like the first few months. So I know. No, because now I have these trust issues. Mm.
Well, then it's probably not a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. You don't want to live that way.
No, that's not fun, girl. Uh-huh. You're just going to cause yourself extreme anxiety.
All the time. Yeah. You got to trust him. You know, if he's saying that he's going to stop doing this, you need to trust him. Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, it's your decision between you two, but definitely though, that's a problem though. If I would look more into that, but you know what, we'll take this off the line.
Yep.
But it sounds like you two will work things out, which we're happy to hear.
I hope so. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sure.
I'd love to talk about more of this, not on the air.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
yeah. And Bud, if you want to like Krista in the Morning Rush on Facebook, we're on that too.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. But
we're
not
going to talk
to you. We're not going to talk to you, though. I'm just kidding.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.